A jury in the United States has found that the 2013 hit song Blurred Lines has infringed the copyright of Marvin Gaye's 1977 song Gotta Give It Up. The jury awarded more than $7 million to Marvin Gaye's children in what copyright lawyers say is the largest damages award in history for this type of case. Will Ockenden reports.
Everybody get up. For more than a year and a half, the world's music industry has been glued to a music copyright lawsuit, slowly making its way through the courts in the United States. On one side, the artists Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams, and the song Blurred Lines. On the other, the children of the long-dead American singer-songwriter and musician Marvin Gaye. The question at hand being, did Blurred Lines plagiarise Gaye's hit Got to Give It Up, or were the similarities just accidental? The jurors, which started deliberations on Thursday after a week-long trial, found that the song was infringing on Gaye's copyright, but it wasn't done willfully. The trial itself was as interesting as the outcome. Robin Thicke admitted he didn't write the biggest hit of his career, but took a songwriting credit anyway out of pride and because he was jealous. Also during the trial, musicologists on both sides were called to give evidence, to give their opinions on which parts of the song did or did not sound familiar. The Gaye estate's lawyers wanted to make the point that there were similarities in the bass and keyboard line and in the song's hook. Indeed, when the two songs are run over the top of each other, there are similarities. Sort of. Everybody get up. Or this part. In the end, the jury agreed that was enough and awarded Marvin Gaye's children nearly $7.4 million. Sydney copyright lawyer Stephen Digby says Blurred Lines likely attracted attention in the first place because of its worldwide popularity.
The overarching message is always, when there's a hit, there's a writ.
Lawyers for the Gaye estate also pointed out that both Thicke and Williams had previously cited Marvin Gaye as a heavy inspiration for their song. Thicke and Williams tried to dismiss those statements during the trial, saying they're only saying it to promote the song. But Stephen Digby says their claims likely hurt their case.
I think that probably had quite an influence on the jury.
So the lesson for aspiring artists is don't admit your influences.
I think that's right, yes.
I suppose the other lesson could be don't infringe on other people's copyright.
Yes, that's a much stronger message.
Copyright academic Rebecca Giblin says the case centred around whether Blurred Lines took the idea or the expression from Marvin Gaye's song.
If they had only taken the idea of the song or the idea of this kind of musical genre, then there would be no infringement. But if they'd taken Marvin Gaye's expression, infringement would be made out. And that's what the jury ultimately decided, that there was infringement here.
There was a similar case in Australia a few years ago when the record label Larrikin Records won a case against the Australian rock band Men at Work. Men at Work were found to have infringed on the song Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree, specifically this part. Rebecca Giblin again.
And in the Men at Work case, of course, famously, the court held that they had taken the artistic expression that was in the Kookaburra song.
But of course, Blurred Lines and Gotta Give It Up are only one of many song pairs which may sound familiar to one another if studied closely. It was famously pointed out by the Australian comedy group Axes of Awesome with their sketch, The Four Chord Song.
All the greatest hits from the past 40 years just use four chords. Same four chords for every song. It's dead simple to write a pop hit.
Just four?
Yeah, these four, here. One, two, three, four chords.
And then they proved it.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
You'll
go riding on the horses, yeah.
The $7.4 million award is less than the Gaye estate was seeking. They were hoping for $25 million. The estate is also likely to ask the court for a permanent injunction against the sale of Blurred Lines. Many legal experts also say they expect appeals to be filed in the months ahead.
And our very clever Will Ockenden with that report.